Welcome to the BBB National Programs Podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope to meet and shape your needs as a consumer in the marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro for the Better Business Bureau. I'm your host, Elena Spinola. Heading back to school in the fall is a pretty big transition for many families as summer vacations end and those laid-back summer schedules come to a close. Back to school shopping has become a hallmark that gets everyone all excited for a new season, the school season. In fact, it has become well known as the second biggest retail shopping time of the year. On this episode of The Bistro, we're speaking with Catherine Cullen, Director of Industry and Consumer Insights from the National Retail Federation. Based in Washington, D.C., their mission is to advance the interests of the retail industry through advocacy, communication, and education. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today, Catherine.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you being here. And we know that the National Retail Federation is the world's largest retail trade association. Can you share specifically what kinds of things that NRF does?
Absolutely. So NRF has been representing retail for over a century. And when we're talking about retail, we're talking about everyone from your local Main Street store to mass merchandisers to the newer direct-to-consumer brands that we're seeing pop up all the time. So it's a really vibrant and exciting industry to represent. And what NRF does is we really advocate for all of the people, the policies, and the ideas that touch this industry every day. One of the things that's exciting about retail is we're all a part of retail. So I think we can all relate to the trends, whether it's talking about back to school shopping or holiday shopping, or even, you know, what's going on in your local store or neighborhood.
Sure. And I would imagine it's an industry that's also ever changing, which adds to the excitement.
Definitely. It's an industry that's always been evolving because people are changing and the way we shop changes and retailers adapt to that.
Sure. Well, speaking of back to school, I know NRF has been conducting its annual back to school and back to college surveys since 2003 to see how American families will shop for clothing, supplies, and other items for the upcoming school year. Last year's survey predicted a total spending for school and college combined projected to reach $83.6 billion. What are the predictions for the 2018-2019 school year?
Definitely. I know that's a large number.
That is a large number. That is, wow, yes. Billions of dollars. Wow.
I know. Well, just for context, NRF conducts more than 20 of these surveys throughout the year on everything from how people will shop for Halloween to the Super Bowl. And of course, the winter holidays. But as you mentioned, the back to class season is one of the largest, both in terms of total spend and what people will spend on average per household. In fact, back to school and college shoppers will spend more on average per household than people will spend on average for Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Father's Day combined.
Wow.
So it's definitely an exciting and important season. But getting back to that $1 billion number, so this year we're seeing some really strong indicators around total spending. We're expecting total spend for both college and back to school to reach about $82.8 billion, which is very much in line with what we saw last year and is very positive for the season and for the industry.
Sure. So can you break down that spending amount and tell us how much consumers are spending on, for example, clothes versus electronics or schools, school supplies, shoes, and anything else that I might be missing?
Absolutely. Just to back up for a moment. So most of that spending actually does come from college shoppers because college students need more items for the year. So about $55.3 billion of that total number is going to college and the rest is coming from back to school shoppers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, definitely makes sense when we think about it. But in terms of what people are actually buying and spending on, so when we look at these back to college shoppers who are spending more on average, about $942 on average per household, the biggest budget item that for them is electronics. So you think about it, you're heading off to school. If you're a freshman, you're likely needing a new laptop. You might even be buying some electronics for your dorm room. That is the biggest budget item. About a quarter of a college shopper's budget is going towards electronics. But then, of course, there are all the normal things, clothes, dorm furnishings if you're setting up a dorm room. And then a college shopper will also need things like personal care items. I remember heading off to college and getting that shower caddy. I don't know if students still do that today, but those types of items to get them through the year. When we look at school, it's a little different. So parents of kids in K through 12 are spending about $688 on average for the school year. And the biggest item they're budgeting for is clothes. So,
got it. And that's per child.
That is per household.
Per household.
So if you have multiple kids, that's sort of factored in, average per household. But yeah, so as we know, kids grow and change and need different sizes, and the school year can be a great time to kind of get them outfitted for the entire season. So families spend about $237 on average for clothes for the school year. They also spend on electronics, but categories we've seen really growing for these back-to-school families are things like shoes. Families say that they spend about $138 on average for shoes for the school year. And of course, school supplies, backpacks, notebooks, pencils, all those things.
Sure. You know, it's really interesting. Our school, and I'm sure a lot of schools around the country are doing this new thing where instead of having to go to the store and pick out all of your supplies, you can actually just pay some fee and some other company will put together that supply list and give it to you in like a, you know, prepackaged thing. It's kind of cool. Makes it easy.
I had just heard about this. I think it
it's amazing.
Very prevalent in Virginia.
Yes,
yes. And so, yes, it does sound really easy. For families who don't have that option, a lot of retailers are actually putting together online shops where you can access your teacher's list and shop from that and have it shipped directly to you.
Got it. What are some of the other new trends that we'll see this year in back-to-school shopping? Are teens, for example, getting more involved in helping to pay for these things, or just what other trends are going on?
Absolutely. So there are three big trends that we saw this year. One, you mentioned, is the influence of kids on shopping. So not just teens, but Generation Z as a whole. So that's most of K through 12th graders fall into Generation Z, which is the new generation after millennials. And we know from other research we've done that this generation has a huge influence on how their families shop, and their parents like to involve them in purchases. So, you know, where before, if your family was going out to dinner, you get in the car and your parents would decide and you would go, and you may or may not be happy about it. Now, things like that, things like where you go on vacation, and things that your family buys on a regular basis, the kids are involved in that decision. And
that's
back
a
to
good
school,
point. I'll attest to that because I have three kids, and you're right. We kind of ask them, well, where do you guys want to go to dinner? Where do you want to go on vacation? That's a good point.
Yes.
I don't know if I like that or not. We're just trying to be nice, but you're right. Then we've got all these opinions and then people don't like things. But yeah,
yeah.
You're right about that.
Well, when we ask parents, the reason they say they're doing this is they view the kids as consumers. They are, you know, partaking in the product. So they should have a voice. But we also hear parents say that they will do it to teach their kids decision making. So definitely some positives out there as well. But for back to school, this is a prime occasion to involve your kids. And we see that parents say, on average, their kids will influence nearly half of their back to school purchases.
Wow. Well, that makes sense. And that's kind of cool if you're a kid, too. It's like you're not just getting some clothes, you're getting the clothes you ask for. And my next question is, what are your surveys showing regarding where consumers are doing their back to school shopping? So where are they doing the shopping these days?
Definitely. So we see consumers similar to what we see year round. People are shopping everywhere. You know, this is a world where today's shopper can easily browse items online, read reviews on their phone, and then go to a store to touch and feel a product. And we see people shopping seamlessly across all those channels, and back to school is no exception. Some popular destinations, of course, online. As you mentioned, there are a lot of convenient items, options for getting your school items online, but also things like department stores and discount stores. For college shoppers, we do see them, a few more of them are shopping online. Again, that can be just easy to ship the item to your school so you don't have to pack it in the car and travel with it. So we think some of that convenience is definitely coming into play.
Got it. You know, gosh, I'm thinking back to college, and you mentioned the electronics, first of all, that college kids, that's the majority of what they're spending their money on. And I remember, I'm dating myself here, but we didn't have electronics. Like, we didn't, I remember I was like, wasn't until I was a sophomore, junior, until I had a computer in my room, and it was huge. It wasn't like a tablet by any means. We had like a, you know, the computer center where everyone went to use things. So yeah, quite different, especially now that you mentioned, I never thought about that. You can order the things and have them shipped directly to school.
Yes, and there's a lot of options, not just for college shoppers, but for families of back-to-schoolers. So a lot of retailers are rolling out options like curbside pickup. So maybe you don't want to go into the store, but you want to pick it up physically and have it that day. So they can order their items online and just drive up, gets put in the car, and they can go home, try it on, return it if they need to, but all of that convenience right there.
Yeah, a lot of modern conveniences now. I'm seeing that with the trend, just in life in general, but yes. Speaking of back to school. So earlier you mentioned, you know, billions of dollars being spent on back to school shopping between college and, you know, grade school, elementary school kids. What tips do you have for families on a budget? Because that's a lot of money and not everybody has the, you know, $100 and so per family or whatever the statistic you had just mentioned. But it sounds like a lot of money and not everybody has that. So people who can't afford those laptops and designer clothes, what are some tips?
Absolutely. So one of the things I mentioned, three trends, one of the other trends we've seen is how much earlier back to school shopping is starting than it used to. And one reason it's starting earlier is because people know that there are going to be great deals all summer long, and they want to get ahead of them and capture them before those deals pass on. So right now we're in the middle of Black Friday in July and Amazon Prime events, and we see that often as a kickoff to the school season. So I would tell people, really watch for those deals. Don't let them pass by. I know that some of the best deals may actually be coming early in the season rather than waiting to the last minute. There are also a lot of great options there. You know, we mentioned clothes for back to school shoppers. There are companies like ThredUp who are basically offering online thrift stores where they have high quality name brand goods that are slightly used, but they vouch for the condition, often at a fraction of the price. And so we're seeing a lot of options for like that for shoppers today.
Got it. Well, that's good to know because, you know, I think it can be a little daunting when you go back to school if you don't exactly have the cash to spend on all of these things and you realize it becomes a frenzy. Everywhere you go, it's back to school. You see the commercials and again, you have these kids. And nowadays we are involving our kids in the process and they want these things, but we don't all have the budget for that. So these are some really great tips. Do you notice any differences in the shopping habits or trends between parents of college age kids and then millennial parents with younger children?
Yes, definitely. So one of the things to know about today's parents of younger children is a lot of them are millennials. I mean, I know we like to think about millennials as sort of these young 20-year-olds who are still living at home in their parents' basement. But the reality is a lot of this generation has grown up. I like to vouch for that point because I am actually also a millennial and like to lump myself in with the more mature behaviors.
Sure.
You know, we see for these millennial parents that they are carrying a lot of the, you know, trends that sort of shaped their own shopping when they were younger into how they approach parenthood. So these parents tend to be a lot more loyal. They really care about what a brand stands for. And they also really care about a lot of these new services and sort of more convenience options that brands are offering. So when you talk to parents of college students, they view it a little differently. You know, they aren't necessarily using a subscription service to, you know, fulfill their kids' needs. Parents with middle schoolers and high schoolers can actually add their kid to their Prime account right now. And their kid can recommend options.
That could be dangerous.
Right there. Very
recommend
dangerous.
Recommend and or just shop if they want
to. Yes. I think there is a veto power. But, you know, there are all these tools that we see parents of younger kids using and having sort of at their fingertips. And I think that's a key difference in how they approach shopping.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, we really appreciate you joining us here on the Bistro, Catherine. Where can our listeners get more information like the tips and the trends you shared with us today? What's your website?
Our website is nrf.com, and you can also follow along with some of the research trends on our podcast, Retail Gets Real.
Okay. And on your website, are there any kind of resources that people can use? What kinds of things can people find on your website?
All of the information we discussed today, if you go to our consumer pages, we have an entire back-to-school headquarters where you can see how much people are spending per household on all these specific categories that I laid out, and also capture some of our in-the-moment trends, like around Prime Day and around some of the big sales of the season.
Awesome. You know, I didn't even know about Prime Day until I saw it myself on Facebook. So something like a resource like that would be really helpful for someone like me. So thank you again so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
The Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of the Bistro, I'm Elena Spinola, and I thank you for listening, and I encourage you to give us your feedback on this episode. Until next time, it's been my pleasure discussing better business and back-to-school shopping with you.
You just enjoyed the Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com. Follow us on Twitter at @BBB_NTLPrograms. Send your comments and ideas to podcast@bbbnp.org. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guest, not those of the BBB, National Programs, or its affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.